I'm going to talk about three topics, three homestead topics that are all pretty hot issues. I've always found the Texas homestead law just fascinating. The cases are all fascinating. It goes back to the 1800s. I remember reading a case and hearing about a case that was handled by one of our best bankruptcy lawyers ever in the state of Texas, Phil Palmer. He represented a former Dallas Cowboy named Nyland, and you may have read that opinion a long time ago. Mr. Nyland owned several pieces of property in Dallas, and to each lender that he would go to get money from, he would swear that the other piece of property was his homestead. And at the Fifth Circuit level, there was a question of whether he was equitably estopped because of his homestead disclaimers. And I think everyone in the state knows that a homestead disclaimer really doesn't work. But the Fifth Circuit was really perplexed by that, and Phil Palmer started his argument off, Your Honors, if justice prevails in this case, my client loses. And he went on to argue why the law provided that Mr. Nyman got to keep his homestead, though he had disclaimed it several times. The Fifth Circuit wrote an opinion, and Judge Poliz struggled with it in a concurring opinion, saying that this is a grave injustice for Nyman to keep his homestead, but Texas law apparently provides so. I'm not going to really talk that much about actual homestead law as much as what we're doing, what we're seeing on proceeds, what we're seeing on non-filing spouses, and then some developments are taking place on amending exemptions laid into the game. Then we have two cases that are hot off the presses. One, Judge Isker sent me yesterday, and he spoke about it briefly. I'll do that at the end. And then while I was sitting at my table, Judge Rhodes sent me a very nice opinion, not on homestead, but on exemptions that she just issued on July 6th. I want to bring that to your attention.